Hey, hello. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Gross Misconduct with Jake and Marissa. We haven't picked DJ names. We decided we're going to have DJ names for the new show. Anyways, this is like Spit Fountain, if you remember Spit Fountain. But it's different in some way we haven't decided yet. It's we're working it out still, right? Marissa's nodding because they don't have a microphone at the moment. But yeah, we're gonna try and build off of it, and we'll see where it goes from there. Anyways, we have a first ever playlist for you, and we're gonna go full chaos with the way we're doing this. We're gonna shuffle play the music off of Spotify. So let's see what track you get first. Oh, okay. This is Your Mangled Heart by Gossip. Thank you.
then you fire.
For me?
Yeah, you.
I'm fired?
And look, you fired too.
Why you gonna fire me for, Picky?
Shut up!
You're listening to
Gross Misconduct
on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Party on the corner of Grand Street. In Lorem or someone could be tapped.
All right, now you're actually listening to Gross Misconduct with Jake and Marissa. DJ names pending for next week. Yeah, Marissa, what do you have to say about our new radio show?
No themes. We're just playing music that we like.
Yeah,
I'm sick of trying to find a song about mashed potatoes.
For the first time in my college radio DJing career, and my playlists won't have a theme.
And I'm pleased as can be.
I don't know how to structure my life this way. Every playlist I've ever made has a theme. So who knows? We're going to try and now be better at hosting a radio show and not just have one segment where we talk the spit take.
Maybe next week.
But we will have the spit take.
Okay.
Still, we might rename it to something else. But I haven't made a new audio intro for it, so it'll probably still be the spit fountain audio and when we get to the half hour mark. Anyways, the next song in the hour is Mrs. You and Me by the Smoking Popes. And one thing I like about this song and really the whole album is the album cover for the song is just like a fat dude with his belly and he's like flexing. He's going like, "Rrr." And I just like that.
Good farmer's tan.
Yeah.
Going.
Its album's called Born to Quit. This guy doesn't quit for nothing. Anyways, here's the Smoking Popes, probably the band I'm listening to the most since I last hosted a radio show.
Trying to find out.
Sheriff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Zapatillas falsas, cosméticos falsos e incluso medicinas falsas. El año pasado se vendieron miles de millones de dólares en productos falsificados en los Estados Unidos. Estos suelen hacerse en condiciones inseguras, posiblemente utilizando ingredientes peligrosos e incluso letales que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Y el dinero que has pagado va directamente a las manos de los delincuentes y puede apoyar el trabajo infantil, las drogas e incluso las pandillas. Huele a un gran crimen. ¿Todavía piensas que comprar productos falsificados es inofensivo? Piénsalo otra vez. Y recuerda, si no sabes de dónde vienen los productos, ¿cómo puedes saber a dónde va el dinero? Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
All right, thank you again to our weekly friend, McGruff. What does he say?
Soy McGruff.
Soy McGruff, yeah. Marissa, what's the next song?
The next song is He-Man Woman Haters by Cheeky. Cheeky is really good, and they broke up, I don't know, in 2018 or something. Their music was reissued on, like, a complete discography called Freaky Deaky, the Cheeky Discography. It was put out on quote-unquote records, which has done some fantastic work cataloging, like, Brooklyn's indie rock and punk scene. So I like Cheeky. I liked Cheeky before they broke up, but none of their music was formally recorded or something. It was all, like, EPs on Bandcamp, so it's nice to have it all in one place, I think.
This is, like, an alphabet and fall apology.
I don't know.
All right, well, anyways, here's a He-Man Woman Hater by Cheeky.
Once.
When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood a thousand miles high. That brontosaurus laying on its side. Said to me, Jack thought it twice and thought that that made it true. Some brain.
Tell a story about why I picked a Built to Spill song for today's playlist. So I went to State College over the weekend because I went to school at Penn State, and there was a special event happening, and I wanted to see all of my old college roommates. So we reunited, as we do occasionally, to hang out, and we, you know, we went, you know, putzing around town, visiting the bars as one does. In fact, I actually did not get to have a single drink at any bar all weekend. That's another factor. Not related to the story, really. Anyways, I was in line for my favorite bar in the whole world, Zeno's. And, you know, I was waiting to get into the bar, and my friend Jake, who shares the same name as me, he sees this man and he goes, whoa, what kind of shirt is that? What does it say on your shirt? And so I'm inquisitive. And I lean in really close to this guy's chest to read the shirt. And I go, oh, wow, a Built to Spill, like the band? And my friend goes, what is wrong with you? That shirt says Built for Tough. And then he dragged me away. And anyways, that inspired me to play a song by Built to Spill.
Can I ask two questions?
Yeah.
Did the guy look like someone who would listen to Built to Spill?
No.
Was he college-aged or was he an adult?
He was a college student.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. In fact, once you said Built for Tough, it actually matched his exterior mm-hmm. a lot more. Mm-hmm. Not to say anything of his posterior. Anyways, up next is 3 Days by Jail. Anything you want to say about that?
Not really. They're Canadian. They're from somewhere crazy in Canada, like not the big three.
Oh, wow.
They're from like Saskatchewan or something.
Oh, wow.
They're good.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go with the Canadians next. 3 Days by Jail. It's spelled
J-A-L-E.
Yeah, J-A-L-E, not like prison or jail, but like my name with an L instead of a K.
All right.
Make me Tuesday, Lisa. Taco Tuesday. You're listening to Spit.
You're listening to not Spit Fountain. You're listening to Gross Misconduct.
Bart, that's your sixth taco. Love me.
All right, Marissa and I are here with a brand new spit take for you to explain what's going on in the world of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we didn't have anyone call in for advice this week because we're going to be giving everyone advice on a topic that everyone is wondering. What do you do if someone has taken the spot that you shoveled out? What recompense does one soul have?
I think you should dig them back in.
Dig them in, yeah.
I'm sorry to say it. Listen, I know no one wants to hear it because, okay, you dug out a spot. How long did that take?
It could take
30
hours.
To 45. Well, okay, let's
depending on how well you're doing it.
Okay, it took 45 minutes. Now you have to dig out another spot 45 minutes.
It's true.
And while you're already doing quite a bit of work, so why not add another 45 minutes of shoveling? And yeah. Now you get the satisfaction.
To spite them.
And truly, in my gut, I say you should throw a brick into their car window. But I don't say that. I don't recommend that. I didn't speak that.
That's true. I didn't hear it. On TikTok this woman whose car was encased in ice.
In Philadelphia.
Is it in Philadelphia? Did you
see
it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've been following it. She just posted a GoFundMe, and people are really mad about it.
Yeah. Someone said my cancer GoFundMe hasn't gotten as much money as yours.
I would actually... Can I say something? I clicked on that comment and I clicked on her GoFundMe. Her GoFundMe received $30,000 out of $50,000. The GoFundMe for the car was $6,000 total and it got $300.
Oh, wow.
So that woman was lying.
What a strange thing to lie about. Also, you know, in a weird way, so many people get cancer every day, but how many people are having their car entombed in ice? It's more of like a novel GoFundMe. You have to stand out. GoFundMe is like a social media. You have to stand out from the crowd.
That is true. Also,
or be beloved by the people that want to donate to you.
I got really mad. I've been like reading a lot of comments about that woman, that poor woman.
The one in the...
With the car.
It's been totaled.
She's a school teacher.
Well, she has no car anymore.
She's a lesbian.
Oh, wow. So...
You can't dig her in or out.
It's true. But imagine doing that to someone who's taken your spot. You get a nice big stock pot of water. I feel like it wouldn't freeze fast enough. You need to set up a hose all day.
She was like at work and a pipe burst above her car.
Yeah. She parked on all one of those fridges.
So, okay. You lure your enemy to under a bridge in their car.
Yeah.
You say, I dug you out a spot.
You know, there was a, I remember this article like a year or two ago. There was a, there's a bridge between Greenfield and South Squirrel Hill, right?
Of course.
And on the bridge there's these metal plates. And it had happened one day that one of the metal plates had been filled with a electrical current. And I think this was actually in the winter, too. And one of the pedestrians was walking on it.
Oh, my God.
And so was their little dog, too. And their little dog was shocked to death by the bridge. Could you believe that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that would be setting up a booby trap like that would be too extreme.
Yes.
As a response.
So you can't throw a brick, you can't electrocute.
Yeah, don't electrocute a pedestrian crosswalk. Just shovel them in. Or create a fake fine. Bill them. If you know your neighbor, Venmo requests them for your hour of labor. Go down to the local kid that shovels. Oh, this would be a great idea. Have them bill a kid for shoveling out a new spot for you.
And you're actually in the right in this situation because you're stimulating the local economy. Yeah. You're actually doing double good into the universe.
Yeah.
What is that?
For the audience, I just pulled a plank of wood out of the studio desk that our audio equipment rests on.
Put it back.
I don't know where. Okay. I just, it was loose down here. loose under the desk. Well, it came from a hidden compartment. And do we have termites? Why is this desk filled with so many holes?
Well, one time I was in here broadcasting a show and some guy walked in and said, you need to leave. There's might be an explosion. And I left.
Oh.
So there's bigger issues to worry about.
I'm just going to leave that there. I don't know where it came from.
All right. My final word on the snow issue, here's what I have to say. Don't waste your time shoveling them in. Don't waste your money paying a child. Adopt a new way of life, a new outlook. Adopt Buddhism.
Buddhism.
You become at peace.
I think Buddhism was one of the answers to a previous spit take.
Buddhism is always the answer. No one wants to talk about it.
Unless you have a different religion, that can be your answer.
No, it has
we
to
can't,
be.
No, no, we can't tell listeners. They're not allowed to. The FCC won't allow us to. You can choose your own religious denomination.
But the thing is, you can be Buddhist and something else. I think.
I'm not a theological expert.
So, okay, you have to... It just is what it is. You leave your car, middle of the street. Don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. Everything works out just fine.
True.
Now you've created a traffic jam, and it's not your problem because you're not driving. You parked the car, you went inside. There you have it.
It's true. We need to come up with a sound bed to play under these long tracking voice overs. Anyways, the next song is 312 by Radio Flyer, and 312 is the Chicago area code.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Is that right? If you know the Chicago area code, call in at 412-268-9728. If you have any requests and want advice, have recommendations for segments we could do here on gross misconduct, find ways that we can separate ourselves from all the other co-hosted Tuesday night shows, and just let us know what we can do better with this new show. Also, speaking of co-hosted Tuesday night shows, if you stick around after Gross Misconduct, you can listen to 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune into 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And what's DJ Smoko's?
Go Fetch, right there.
Oh, Go Fetch, yes. If you
also
stick around after them, 11 to midnight, Smoko is a cartoon dog who loves digging for various dance and electronic treasures. Go Fetch with Smoko World. Smoko and friends will take you on a one-hour treat-by-treat journey spanning multiple genres that make up all their digs in the wild. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. I met DJ Smoko one time at a Hunks and His Punks show with Marissa, and Marissa introduced me because they used to have adjacent shows to one another, and DJ Smoko is quite cool, so stick around for three cool cats, or should I say dogs, over the next 3 hours after Gross Misconduct is over. Anyways, up next is 312 by Radio Flyer. right, you heard that first big note of the track. If you know the track, call in. Anyways, up next, Marissa.
Any Place I've Lived by Lilies.
Oh, wow. And Marissa, you have a friend named Lily.
I have a friend named Lily. I have a friend who loves the band Lilies. Her name is not Lily, but she made me like them a lot more. And I knew of them because, you know, they're like a cool indie band from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They have a place in whatever shoegaze, not proto shoegaze, but semi shoegaze. I knew them, but then my other friend really, really liked them, and her enthusiasm made me feel more enthusiastic
about Lilies.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
Do you have anything to say about Lilies?
They're my favorite flower, opposed to whole grain. I'd say whole grain. And then Lilies. Anyways, up next, Any Place I've Lived by Lilies. Up next is After Dark by Buford, and Buford is the name of the bully on Phineas and Ferb, and if you go to their Spotify page, the number one song that's been listened to, I think, 100 times more than any of their actual songs is a glitched, like, wrongly attributed track sung by the character in the show Phineas and Ferb, and not by the 90s emo band Buford, by which I could not find any references to this band online except for one guy's website where he decides whether bands are emo or not. And he said that this band is not emo, and I agree, the rest of their music isn't, but this track is off of the much beloved compilation series, the second volume, The Emo Diaries, which is interesting because the third one is probably considered the best volume of the Emo Diaries ever, but this is off the second one. Anyways, this is After Dark by Buford. We'll be right back.
That I swallow things that I
Okay, before we get to the very last song of the hour, it's time that I tell you about the people that make WRCT possible. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at... Someone just yawned in the middle of my underwriting. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers Pizza offers takeout or delivery for pizza, hoagies, and wings, and more. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I think Spack Brothers is probably the restaurant, it's not really a restaurant, it's probably the place I get food from the most often. And I also always have trouble parking in front of Spack Brothers. I have all sorts of nuanced ways of doing it, but I mostly just like to ride my bike there. But it's too cold right now for me personally on the bike. So I've been, you know, walking over there in the frigid cold. Anyways, coming up next, Excuse Me While I Drink Myself to Death by Spent will be the last song of the first episode volume recording of Gross Misconduct. Please tune in next week when we come up with some new concepts to improve the show and more sound vetting. Anyways, last track.
Call it church, the way these spirits work. They draw the sharpest blade, like an Egyptian storm that kills a pharaoh's born and leaves the rest unscathed. Artists.